from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Here, hour number two of Sports Daily. We'll give away some HTO this hour to you. Stay tuned for your opportunity to win that. We are coming to you live on KFH, live on the Odyssey app, live on 12 News Connected in a new simulcast partnership. We appreciate that. Are looking forward to watching that grow. And we needed to bring in the big guns here to help celebrate that launch. And that's why we've got Paul Mills with us, Wichita State men's basketball coach. We do not need to get into the American League West standing, something I like to talk trash about, but only when the Rangers are ahead of the Astros. Coach Mills is an Astros fan. You guys know I'm a Rangers fan. I'm not happy about it, Coach. Thanks for being here. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I don't think either of our two teams are anything to brag about at this particular juncture. It is interesting just to watch how the baseball race plays out over the course of the season. 162 games and 8 months is quite an extensive period.
We can all be Royals fans right now. How about that? It's fun having them good. Coach, it's you guys. Give us an update on the schedule. I know the summer's, you know, for all intents, you've had work. Are you still working? Is that portion done? What is happening right now for Shocker Hoops?
You start at the beginning of June, and you basically go 4 weeks. We get 8 weeks total with the players, and you're 4 weeks into it. July 4th is kind of the midpoint, and so July 3rd, that extended weekend, we worked out that morning, the 3rd, and then started back yesterday. So just left the weight room. They're all downstairs in the weight room. We work out at 9:30 every morning, and we've got another 4 weeks. So I always consider July 4th kind of that turning point. The first four weeks of the summer, you're kind of getting acclimated with new guys, trying to remember terminology that was used the previous season, may introduce a concept one or two. And then July 4th, it's kind of, all right, we need to amp this up and begin that process. And then I think from here on out, it just continues to level up when they get back in beginning of August for school, it ramps up, and then you get into practice, and then you get into games. And so we're kind of on a phase where we need to continue to elevate and get better. So excited about what occurred yesterday. It's a really, really good group, very competitive. Sometimes when you get players returning from a four-day weekend, you usually have a little bit of time in order to get acclimated to, hey, this is the pace at which we do things. And I thought they were actually really good yesterday.
Coach, as far as the newcomers on the roster are concerned, I think I've got a level of excitement for all of them for different reasons. But just after kind of watching some tape on A.J. McGinnis and what he brought to Lipscomb and the way that he shoots the basketball and all of that, what have you seen from him specifically during this offseason and kind of, you know, continuing to want to take that next step forward and be that shot maker, playmaker for Wichita State?
Yeah, his ability to make shots specifically off catch and shoot and in transition is really impressive. I mean, we were showing the players this yesterday that if you look at everybody that was drafted, everybody except for four players out of every collegiate player that was drafted, they contribute a lot. They contribute more offensively, and they're valued defensively. Just when you figure that out, they are in the plus category. And so AJ on the plus side, just think about this. If you're a 40% shooter and all you're doing is shooting threes, let's say, you're 40 times three, that's 120. You're contributing 1.2 points per possession every time you touch the ball. And if you can get anything over a one, you're really good. His numbers are really good. When you look at what the offensive impact that he makes. Defensively, he keeps people under a one. So he has value both ways. You know, I tell the guys all the time, I'm not interested in people who only care about half of the game. And what happens a lot of times is players are only interested in offensive numbers. How am I shooting it? What is my assist rate? How is my turnover rate? And they're factoring in. But I think we've spent a great deal of time this first 4 weeks regarding individual defense, and he's got the capability because of his size and his length, and he did a good job at Lipscomb at being somewhat of a nuisance, but I think he can be way more disruptive, and he's embraced that.
I want to ask about the two freshmen. TJ Williams, we've obviously followed around here for a long time, Coach. Zion Pipkin, we did get like a real brief look at him through Sunrise last year in a team that they played. Do you... How are freshmen generally with you? And I know it's changed a little bit with the way college basketball has changed, but how do you typically try to fit freshmen in? Is it case by case? And do you see either of those guys as big-time contributors through what you've seen out of them so far?
That's a great question because it is a case-by-case basis. I mean, I was fortunate at Oral Roberts, had a freshman there, Max Asmus, and we started him from the very first day. And it was obvious. I actually didn't think he would be able to play until he was a junior. And then, you know, his sophomore year, he ends up being player of the year in the conference. Had another guy, Kevin O'Banner. Both of those guys ended up being AP All-Americans. But both of those guys played as freshmen. And I think some of it just has to do with how quickly can you pick things up in regards to the pace and the physicality. Unfortunately for TJ, he's been out. He's dealt with injuries the first 4 weeks, so he hasn't been with us. And so it's hard to even make any kind of decision on TJ. I am, we're all aware of how talented he is and being received, being recognized as Kansas Player of the Year is a tribute to how good he is given the basketball that's produced in this state. But he, to be honest with you, he hadn't been with us. If you look at experience on this team, we're the most experienced team in this league. And so if you look at everybody, there's a place called Bart Torvik that just updated their rankings the other day. And if you just look at experience, I mean, we have a really veteran group. And so I think sometimes that's what makes it difficult for veteran or for freshmen. That just kind of depends on how much age and experience you have on your team. Zion has been really good. Zion is a pest defensively. His motor does not stop. He, you know, especially as you get older, you watch these little 7, 8, 9-year-old kids just running around all the time, and you're like, man, did I do that? Like, where do you get that energy? That's who he reminds me of, like being around a bunch of old people, and he's a 7-year-old, and he's just running around constantly trying to make an impact on the game. And his energy level has been terrific. His decision-making has been terrific. And you tell the guys all the time, I need you to play so well that I look like an idiot if I don't play you. And he, if I don't play him at this particular juncture, we would look really stupid as a staff because he's made a huge impact.
Hmm. Coach, rather than me completely butchering the pronunciation of his name, I'll let you...
Mate.
Okay, Mate.
Yeah.
So the young man from Croatia that you signed a few weeks ago. You know, he brings just a tremendous amount of experience to this roster and you know, obviously fills a role with his rebounding ability and, you know, some of these other things that he brings. From the experience standpoint, what does that mean for your roster? I mean, he's been playing against professional athletes in Croatia for a number of years now. So talk a little bit about what that process was like bringing him over to the roster and what he brings to your team.
Sure. You know, as we were going through it, you're trying to find people who can play alongside Quincy and also at the same time play without Quincy on the floor. And you have to provide some level of versatility. So, hey, whether Quincy's on the floor or whether he's off the floor, knowing the Quincy Ballard's impact, can we find somebody who can come in and be able to make an impact immediately, knowing that Quincy Ballard cannot play all 40 minutes? And I don't know that there were a lot of guys in the transfer portal who wanted to play alongside Quincy, or more importantly, be a backup. Bryce Drew, who's the head coach at Grand Canyon, is a really good friend. And they had a kid, Darius Garland, at Vanderbilt. And he was always telling me, I cannot find another point guard. Because everybody knew Darius Garland, who now plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers, he was going to play the majority of the time. So nobody wanted to go in there and be his backup. Well, when Darius got hurt, 3 games in, went sideways for Vanderbilt. And he said the reason is we just couldn't get anybody. So everybody on the transfer market was keenly aware of how good Quincy Ballard was when they examined our program. But we needed to find somebody with size who had experience, who could also play not only with, but if Quincy was off the floor, we would not lose out if Quincy was on the bench and this particular person was in. And I can't tell you how excited I am about Mate. He's played professionally since he was 18. And when you play professionally in Europe, I'm not sure if you're aware of how physical that is. What we consider fouls in America are not fouls in Europe. And he's played at really high levels against NBA players, 30, 35-year-old men. And so he's 22. He's ready for it. He's played against grown men. He will not take long. I feel like we're very European-minded in regards to how we do things offensively, without getting too much into it. But you see a lot of live ball dribbles via pick and roll in European basketball rather than American. And if you look at it, that's really what we do. And I think that his learning curve is pretty small. But from a physicality standpoint, for a guy his first time playing American basketball, he's going to be able to make this transition pretty smoothly.
That's, I mean, that is sort of the theme in basketball right now. He's interesting for where he's from and all of those things, his size. Wichita State head men's basketball coach Paul Mills joining us. Coach, who is the guy? We talked a lot about the new players here, but who's the guy? We talked about the experience too coming back. Who's going to surprise us? Who's going to surprise us of the guys coming back and how much they've grown through their, you know, first season with you anyway and into this next season with you?
Yeah, I would tell you Harlan Beverly. You know, Harlan, there was a knock on him. He could get to the rim. He has playmaking ability in the open court. He led us in assist. But it was, I don't know how comfortable he is at shooting jump shots. He has, I can remember, met with him in March. A little after the Final Fours, all the GAs came running up one day and said, "You would not believe Harlan's shot." And we sit down with guys, and we're pretty honest just about how we approach things and what needs to get better and how it needs to get better. But I think any time that you have a guy who is willing to make changes because they recognize it's beneficial for the team and it's beneficial for them, his ability to shoot and make jump shots through the first 4 weeks. Now, we'll see how this translates, but I can tell you he's very confident shooting the ball. He has not lost his ability to get to the cup and to be able to pass, but I think he's more comfortable and understanding what it is we're trying to do from an offensive standpoint, and then I'm well aware of what he adds defensively. And he is a great on-ball defender. And so I think people will be pleasantly surprised by Harlan and the strides that he's made.
Coach Zane Meeks also joins the roster this year. He's a native Kansas City Metro player. Last year, was on the roster for the Sun Devils at Arizona State, but only played in a handful of games because of an ankle injury. As you have added him to the roster and being able to work him into what you're wanting to do, how's he coming along as far as coming off of that injury? Is he somebody that you think can be a contributor on this team?
Definitely be able to contribute. He adds an ability to shoot the ball that from a five spot that it's hard sometimes for other bigs to keep up with him. And so what we found out during the course of the league, outside of Memphis and UAB, most people are playing small ball four. And some people even play small ball five. And I do think that if you're trying to give yourself a different look, a.k.a. the Boston Celtics, where they had Horford and Porzingis at the five and can kind of keep it spread, that's one of the things that Zane allows you to do. When you have a guy like an immobile big on the other team, I think trying to chase Zane around and his ability to shoot the ball, I mean, he understands who he is, but he is extremely vocal. I remember the coaches at Nevada, Steve Alford, told me he's a better rebounder than what you think. And I thought he was a good rebounder, especially when you look at the numbers. But his ability to rebound defensively, his ability to be vocal, and again, you're dealing with a guy who's in his sixth year, and he's got an IQ and a savviness about him that a lot of players don't have simply because of his experience. So he will 100% be a part of what we're doing in this upcoming year.
Wichita men's basketball coach Paul Mills, Wichita State, I should say, joining us here. Coach, one more for you. And I think this is probably, if I talk to fans, maybe the number one question I would get is, Who's going to be Colby Rogers? Who's going to give you guys three three-pointers a game, shooting over 40%? Is that a guy? Is it a collection of guys? How would you assuage that loss from behind the arc for the roster this year and what you've seen so far in summer work?
Yeah, I do think it's a collective unit. I mean, if you look at how we played a year ago, we were basically seven deep. Where we were able to return five of our top seven from a year ago. But I do think that we'll be able to go even deeper. I think that if you look at the length of our bench and the value that people add and sometimes being able to play a little differently, I don't think it's going to be any one person. So you kind of had Colby, and then you had a whole bunch of guys between that 11 and 9 mark. I think you'll see the number increase to, maybe our leading score is at 14, but instead of having two or three guys around that 11-point to 9-point mark, I think it'll be closer to 4 or 5. And I think that's kind of what will balance it out more than anything. We need to be – we were fifth in our league last year defensively. We need to be better defensively, and that's going to be a collective unit. But even with Colby Rogers, and this is not a knock on him, we were 13th out of 14 teams in offensive efficiency. So I think we'll be better – in regards to that area. I think we're going to be better in both areas, defensively and offensively, but that's going to be due to our depth instead of just one person.
Coach, We appreciate it. Paul Mills, the summer work continues. Wichita State looking for a big season, lots of experience. And let's do this again when we get through the full summer workouts as we continue to get ready. As you guys, hey, you've got TBT coming up. You excited for that?
Excited. I think what it really does for it reinforces to the guys who've been here just how passionate our fan base is. And it really energizes the new guys, especially when they've been at other programs. So it's extremely excited. Garrett Stutz had texted me earlier this morning. So I'm excited about seeing former Shockers, and I'm excited that our players kind of get an idea about what a CKA, a rowdy CKA, actually sounds like.
Yep. And you, with the rosters for not just you guys, K-State, it's going to be a rowdy environment this year. So we
no
love that, too.
No doubt.
We're looking forward to it. All right, Coach, we know you're busy.
Gentlemen,
we appreciate you stopping by
Thanks,
today.
Coach.
You
Let's
bet.
Do it again soon. There goes Paul
Thanks.
Mills, Wichita State men's basketball coach. Always appreciate his time here on Sports Daily. We'll do that once they get through workouts. I catch a major tone of optimism, Tommy, and I'm here for it. I am. I'm starting to get pretty excited about this roster. I think there's a lot to work with there, but we can dig into that. We'll get into Big 12 media days as well. We can react to some of that. We'll connect with Brandon Zinner in just a little bit. I'll make sure he's ready to roll. I know he's already been emailing, so he's up and at him. We'll get his sort of preview on his coverage for the day, what he expects out there. That's coming as well. Let's set up our second giveaway here. This time we'll set up the HTO. You can text to win some HTO iced tea, free rain coffee. All you got to do is text the keyword TEA to the short code 20357. You'll win one free tea, one free coffee. Good luck, everybody. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. We'll come back. More Sports Daily on KFH on 12 News Connected. Don't go away. Good stuff there. We appreciate Paul Mills for stopping by. You can go back and listen to that if you missed any of it on the Odyssey app. You can also go back and watch it through the video stream. 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, X, lots of ways to watch the show. Nice new clean look. Thanks to Zeb for doing his thing and not leaving us in charge of these things. It looks good, though. We appreciate that. I appreciate the launch. It's been fun. Hey, there's Zeb on camera right behind Tommy. Thanks, Zeb. Also had a setup at that sweet Wichita Open thing. We lean on Zeb pretty heavy here. Listen, we're just here to talk. All the other stuff. I make those jokes. I people always ask me, like, what do you do when you go in? Do you just, like, go in and sit down? I'm like, oh, yeah, that would be great. No, we write, we produce. I do a lot of – I make all the graphics for the shows that you see when I'm on there.
You're so, not Ron Burgundy, basically,
have,
is what
– We have some knowledge of things. Yeah. Edit video, shoot video. I don't shoot as much. That's one thing I don't do as much of now as I used to. I don't shoot the video as much as I used to. But anyway. We will have Brandon Zinner. I need to text him. I said I would, and I forgot. So I'll text him here in just a second, Tommy. We'll get him on to talk about Big 12 Media Days. Paul Mills there, though. I continue to get – I don't know. I always try to, like, feel things out. And I just – my feel is they're pretty excited about this group. I think it'll be a good fit. I think it's much deeper than the roster was a year ago. More experienced, certainly. And I think if we just try to compare group to group, collectively, and they'll miss Colby Rogers, I think. But if they can figure out a way to replicate his production as a three-point shooter, which basically equates to three threes a game, 40%, that's a big ask. But if they can do that, I think this team has a chance to be near the top of the league. I mean, I don't want to get overly aggressive with that, but you know, they were right there last year on the cusp. Maybe, you know, those little changes can put them over the edge, and experience matters too, especially with a new coach.
Well, that experience part, I think, is really the bottom line. And, you know, Coach Mills really talked quite a bit about how this team is loaded with experienced players, and really outside of Williams and Pipkin, I mean, you've got either returners or you've got transfers. And so it's a very experienced group. And, you know, he made a point to mention, and I'm sure you caught this too, that they are the most experienced team in the American Conference.
Yep.
And that's going to matter. That's going to matter coming down the stretch. It's going to matter as they're competing for an American Conference championship. And it doesn't mean that there potentially aren't teams in the conference that have more talent or more skills or whatever. But from an experience standpoint, you know, it's Wichita State and then everybody else. And so you've got to be able to channel that. There were so many games last year. I remember you and I being incredibly frustrated. And if we were frustrated, then I can only imagine how frustrated the coaching staff was of these close games down the stretch that Wichita State couldn't close out, that they couldn't win those games. In my mind, in a lot of cases, that's the difference in experience. You know, that's the difference in being there before. You know, you've got a couple of players that have, you know, transferred in this season. I think of, you know, Justin Hill, for example, that has played against SEC opponents. You know, you've got, you know, Corey Washington, who came from St. Peter, and he's got, you know, NCAA tournament experience. Like, that experience coming in, I think, matters on top of the current guys that you are returning. And they've got, you know, the scars to show that they were part of this team last season, that there were a lot of these games that they couldn't close it out and they couldn't get it done. And, you know, I'm sure they don't want to duplicate that, you know, for this year. So I do think that that matters. I think the other thing that is really important is that, you know, now you've got, you know, a little bit more of, you know, consistency, because this coaching staff is now entering year number two. They've got an entire offseason. They've got an entire, you know, stretch of time to get this team ready to go, where, you know, last year it was implementing their systems and their schemes and their expectations and all of that. Well, now you've got 1 year under your belt and you can, you know, really start to embrace year number two. So I definitely pick up on that, that sense of optimism. I mean, you can hear that in his voice, I think, you know, from talking with him today.
Yeah, and the other, there's a couple other things I think. A, it's not going to be something that Paul Mills does to say one negative thing about any player, anything, and I appreciate that. But I do think when you hear about experience, you can naturally infer that that was something they didn't have a year ago. And that's not a bold proclamation. It's just a matter of fact. They didn't have a lot of experience last year. Colby Rogers hadn't played yet. You had eligibility issues for two of the players that ultimately got worked out, but kind of messed things up early in the year. Like, it everything felt late to the start. So last year we were so excited because they didn't have any experience that they got to go to Greece. Now they have experience. And yes, there are new players that will need to contribute, but when you talk about, you know, that experience that keeps getting mentioned, that's experience of what it takes to play in the AAC. So even the, you know, the messaging, the attitude among peers now can be very much like, here's what needs to happen now to be in a position to be where we want to be when we get into conference play. I think that matters too. And then you need some of the new players to, you know, be able to put up the production. So I'm pretty optimistic. I would say that I'm certainly more optimistic than I was going in last year. And I'm always pretty optimistic about everything. And I think this is a team that can get there. And I know that work right now is so important to that. But I keep getting the feel that there's quite a bit of optimism right now about what's being seen, what's been put together. So we'll see. We need it. We love it. And yes, the TBT should give us a nice appetizer to all of these things here very soon. But the Shockers will be good. Yeah, Brandon Zinner will be good to go. We will join him in just a minute. He is, you know, in the process of getting credentialed, so we'll see where he is when we give him a call in just a minute. But Big 12 Media Days out there in Vegas right now. I love that we've got Brandon out there, because Media Days are interesting. Don't get me wrong. I like Media Days. I think that they are sort of the beginning of the buzz of a football season. I get it. But this one is bigger for the Big 12. There is so much out there for the Big 12. No Texas, no Oklahoma. Great storyline, right? They're gone. The league, from a football, certainly from a basketball, but from a football perspective, I think the league is better. Now, I say that knowing those were the top two teams in the league again last year. Those would have been the two representatives. But the collection of teams now, top to bottom, I think I heard Lance Leipold on the Jim Rome show right here on KFH yesterday, by the way, talk about just how good it is everywhere. We talked about it when the media poll came out. The top 11 teams, you could make, you wouldn't even have to try that hard to make a case for any of those 11 teams to be on top. And it may be deeper than that, but it's at least that. You had five teams getting first place votes. Five. I don't know what the coaches are going to do with their poll, and we'll see that some point this week, I think. But that just tells you, this thing is going to be wacky, wild, a ton of fun. I think the only fear in that is that you only get one team in a 12-team playoff because they do beat up on each other a little bit. But as far as the season itself, it will be better. There will not be games off, most likely, in the Big 12. I mean, there hasn't been for a long time. Now you get that with 16 of these teams. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, I think that, you know, clearly the parity has improved significantly in this conference this season. I think that you've got kind of the top level. Of course, everybody's always going to point at Oklahoma and Texas. You know, as
they should.
Programs,
those two
right?
teams have owned the league in football. They have.
You know, they go away.
Oklahoma has.
They go away, and then you end up with a more even conference. And even with the newcomers coming in, you know, Utah, they are the media's favorite to win the league this year. Is that likely?
Just barely, just barely. I mean, one vote over K-State.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and I, you know, that's not going to be the team that I put money on to win the Big 12. And it's solely because, you know, I think that, and I haven't seen futures odds, but I would imagine that they're going to be the betting favorite. So I'm not sure that the odds are, you know, going to be all that insane, you know, for them. But I think it shows just how even everything is becoming. And even though there were five teams that received first place votes, I think that there is probably, what, seven or eight teams, maybe more, that you could make some kind of case for that they could at least contend for a Big 12 championship.
Utah is, and I mean slightly, ahead of K-State by Vegas odds, plus 325. This is ESPN bet. Kansas State plus 375. Oklahoma State and UCF, man, UCF at plus 750. They must really love that quarterback coming in there. And then Kansas is at plus 800. So here's what I would tell. I don't like any of those, by the way. Maybe Kansas, if you could tell me that Jalen Daniels plays the whole year is the bet to make. I certainly, in a league this crowded, don't, as much as K-State is my pick to win it, I don't love them as a bet at plus 375 to win a league like this. I think I just think it's hard. There will be any number of things that happen. It's going to be a logjam. It's going to be a mess. I would take K-State if it's me, because I think they have the most dynamic player in the conference, and the rest of the country will find that out here pretty quick with Avery Johnson. But if you tell me Jalen Daniels is going to play every game, I mean, it's hard. You know, that's what I mean. Like, it's there. You can make a case. What if Prime is got, you know, at least a 22 guys out there? Maybe it's not the deepest, but he needs, because he's got the number one draft pick most likely, and another guy who's a Heisman candidate as a two-way player. Like, and that's it. They're picked 11. That's what, like, this is going to be nuts. It's going to be nuts in a good way. And I would tell you this too. If Oklahoma and Texas were still there, I'm telling you that I would pick K-State to win the league. I'm telling you that I like any of the top five that got first place votes, honestly. Man, I put any one of those teams up against Texas or Oklahoma this year. And I think Texas and Oklahoma, I think Texas especially, I think they're going to be good. But I think even if they were still in the league, we'd be having this same conversation. I don't think anybody's running away with it. I don't think anybody would have run away with it if they're still in the league. Now we get to go out to Vegas, celebrate it all. Brett Yormark, maybe he's got a nuclear bombshell news item that he could drop for us about the league, as he likes to do, with the spotlight on the Big 12. They sort of get this stage to themselves now. It's fantastic. All right, we do have Brandon Zinner. Want to give him enough time to sort of help us break all this down. So let's take a break here. Don't forget, you can win some HTO. I want to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. We appreciate their support. Give them a call. Ask them about their memberships. There are junior memberships. If you're not 40 years old, there are social memberships. There are golf memberships. Give Crestview a call. Tell them we sent you. We're both members. We both love it. We'll be back. Brandon Zinder, 12 News, joins us. Talk Big 12 Media Days. Don't go away. Welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you on KFH, on the Odyssey app, on 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, X, all over the place. Speaking of 12 News, we're joined right now by Brandon Zinner, who will have reporting on 12 News all day long, live from Las Vegas, today and tomorrow. No lack of storylines, Brandon. I mean, A, how's Vegas? And B, how do you even like choose what to do in each day? This is quite a year for Big 12 Media Days.
Yeah, good morning to you guys. Thanks for having me on. As you know from our previous correspondence, my first priority this morning was make sure the coffee was in hand. We got that done.
Yeah.
So now it's just some time to great time to just enjoy the rest of the day. And by that I mean I have just walked into Allegiant Stadium. Of course, the place is decked out. You wouldn't think this is Big 12 country, but with Brett Bjormark, everywhere is now Big 12 country. It is ready for Big 12 Media Days. The first stop last night, as far as deciding what to do when you're out west, you have to get in and out, of course.
No, come on. You're an in and out guy.
I just appreciate good food. So,
one of the great debates that I get into with anybody that will listen is in and out versus Whataburger. Now, I'm from Texas. You can imagine where my allegiance lies on this. In-N-Out, Tommy, I'm sorry if you're working on an In-N-Out sponsorship for the show here, but I'm going to tell you that I'm not there with it. I think it's so overrated. So overrated. But good for you. I'm happy for you. My first stop would have been to the craps table. You're a Whataburger partaker too, bro. What do you prefer, In-N-Out or Whataburger?
If I'm going for a burger, I prefer In-N-Out. There's just something that's so fresh about it. They do it. They do the burger right.
It's Thousand Island dressing. That's what it is.
Whataburger's best options aren't even the burgers. They got the patty melt, which is fantastic. I'll give them that. And then the honey barbecue chicken tender sandwich is also great. They got the spicy ketchup. A lot of things going for both of them. You know,
green chili double
any given day.
Hey, I'm going to throw a curveball. I'm going to go Shake Shack over all of them. So
I've not had it. I haven't had it.
Shake Shack over In-N-Out or Whataburger, and I'll be a happy camper.
But Five Guys takes the cake with all of them, so it doesn't matter.
And you know, here in Wichita, Spangles, appreciate their support. I think we hear their spots. There's all kinds of good burgers, but In-N-Out and Whataburger always happens because I have West Coast friends that like to have that debate, and my Texas roots take me there. Anywho. Big 12 Media Days. It's your mark today. Do you guys expect him? He loves to take these moments to drop bombshells. Anything being rumored out there in that regard with him this year, do you think? Or what's sort of the expectation with his, you know, gathered media briefing today?
I think a lot of what we're going to expect to hear is just kind of continuing on what we've heard at last year's football media days and then a continuation of basketball, which is then all the talk was about conference expansion. How are we going to go? Remember, when we talked back in October for basketball media days, we didn't know who was joining the Big 12. And now all of a sudden we're 8-9 months later, and there are four teams that have since been announced and joined the conference. Things have moved fast. So I think they're going to continue to hammer home how well they're doing in the media rights. And then as well as there's going to be more talk about conference expansion. Can they get to 18? Can they get to 20 teams and become a super conference, just like we've seen with a big expansion in the Big Ten, in the SEC? I think that's going to be a lot of what's hammered home is where does this conference go next? And now they've built into the superpower that is 16 teams and pretty good teams in football.
Tomorrow, the first coach to do his interview is Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, in his debut as part of the Big 12. You know, the one thing that you can always expect about Coach Prime is you never know what to expect. But as you are, you know, there and you know, talking with everybody, knowing that Coach Prime is going to be there and he's always going to grab the headlines, what are you looking for from Coach Prime? What do you expect to have happen from that?
What I'm looking for is the amount of media members that are going to be around his table when he has the one-hour breakout session, because that is just going to be I hope you get in there and ask about Dylan Edwards. He has a long history with the new K-State running backs, dating back to when he was a kid, and now he coached him for the first year when he was in Colorado. What kind of stuff will he tell me about what kind of competitor he's going to have to go against now, and also what kind of guy is K-State getting? But also, this is just if this conference and kind of the spotlight that's on it feels made for where Colorado football is at right now. We saw the circus that was around them last year, the sellout, the hundreds, if not thousands, of media members trying to go do those games. In Colorado, they love the spotlight, and they're going to get plenty of it here. And so it's just going to be a madhouse around all those guys, Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, and especially Deion Sanders coming tomorrow morning.
So this is just sort of an appetizer day here with Brandon, because the talking happens after we talk now, and then we'll get Brandon on here to tell us about what he heard over the couple of days. So you've got Klieman today, right? When does Leipold go?
Leipold will speak tomorrow. I believe he is the second or third coach, so it'll be around noon tomorrow, Wednesday here in Las Vegas.
All right, so we know your marks there. Give us, set us up for what you expect to have on 12 News all day. What conversations are you having? What, you know, I know it'll be a K-State focus then today, but what have you been working on? What can we expect?
Yeah, so the big thing we saw last week, the media poll came out. We saw K-State pick second. We saw KU pick fourth, which is just huge for the state of Kansas. We also had a Leipold and Klieman announced as preseason the watch list for the National Coach of the Year. No surprise there. But as far as today, 12 News specifically, should be getting a one-on-one with Mays' own Avery Johnson, now getting set to be the first-year starter for Kansas State football under center. Hope to speak as well as Marcus Siegel, was one of the better defensive backs in all of the Big 12 last year. He now steps into an even more elevated role in that secondary. So hope to have one-on-one with both of them, and then we're going to continue to – we haven't really got the chance to talk to Klieman a whole lot about Dylan Edwards. So what has this journey been like from his standpoint? He's going to obviously not say too much there, but I want to hear what kind of player he thinks he's getting, because that backfield with him and DJ Giddens, man, that is going to be something special. We talked so much about Dylan, but I mean, we forget about DJ Giddens being one of the best running backs maybe in the country last year, over 1,000 yards as well. Just going to be fun to – Steve, I expect the Big 12 coaches poll will come out today. We haven't been told anything officially. Maybe I missed that in email. But it's going to be fun to see where the coaches expect this KU team that just continues to take steps, and the K-State team with a whole lot of new leadership on both sides of the ball, where the coaches think they're going to finish. So it's a lot of things that we're going to crank out tonight on 12 News.
That three-headed rushing attack, good luck opposing defenses. And, yeah, remember, Dylan Edwards was committed to K-State and then Notre Dame and then Colorado and is now back at K-State. So a lot of good stuff there. Brandon, just wanted to let you set the table for that. You can check out all Brandon's work on 12 News tonight, kwch.com. You can follow him on social at @kwchbrandon. He'll have all kinds of good stuff, always finding good nuggets and putting it out there on social for you as well. Let's do it again tomorrow. We'll recap what you learned about K-State and we'll look ahead at KU.
Hopefully we'll talk about some wings at the blackjack table as well. Who knows?
Hey, let's go.
Craps. Hey, sixes and eights at craps. Don't forget the odds behind the pass line. You know, take the hard ways if you're feeling it. And the rowdier you get, the more money you win in Vegas. You got to make a fool of yourself. Nobody knows who you are out there. You're good. You're safe.
I can't tell you how far over my head you are right now, Jacob, but I appreciate the
advice. We'll go to the Kansas Star. I'll show you. Craps is the best. But blackjack's fine. All right. Brandon will be out there partying in Vegas and working, I suppose, a little bit, too. Look for his work tonight on 12 News. We appreciate Brandon. We'll check in with him the next couple of days as well on what he learns. We are up against it here. So we will get you ready for the Royals tonight when we return. We'll tell you what else is on the network tonight. I believe we have everything. We've got our two giveaways out there, our text to win contest. If you want NBC World Series tickets, you can text the keyword STRIKE to 20357. If you want some free HTO T and coffee. You can text the keyword T to 20357. Message and data rates apply on both of those. You can enter each once per day. Good luck there. We'll come back. We'll get you primed up for the Royals Cardinals tonight when we return on Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.